Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. Pro-Israel Christians are under attack. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There's a new film being introduced to the Christian community that states God does not take sides with certain people groups, nations, or agendas, and the film is rebutting pro-Israel Christians and trying to persuade them to champion the Palestinian cause. The film demonstrates a theology that does not favor one people group over another, but instead promotes peace for both Jews and Palestinians. Critics of the film say that the filmmaker misuses scripture and wrongly manipulates the facts in the film and never answers many questions, including how will the dwindling number of Palestinian Christians fare under a victorious new Islamic-dominated Palestinian state? And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
In spite of the fact that a newly released film says that God did not choose the Jews over other people groups and that he does not have an agenda for the Jews, a true study of God's word says the opposite. That is according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The new film, With God on Our Side, produced by filmmaker Porter Speakman, is an effort to say Christians must not look at the Jews as God's chosen people, and that the Lord does not have an agenda for the Jews in the future. The film accuses pro-Israel Christians as having no concern for the poor, that they stand for wars, and that they want to be rich and more powerful, and that they have a self-promoting end-of-times agenda. These are pretty tough claims that have no real basis for being made in this attack on Christians who are pro-Bible and the agenda that God does have for the end times. Moses wrote under inspiration in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6 to 8, that God did choose the Jewish people to be a special people unto himself, and he did this because he loved them, not for any other reason. Down through history, God has preserved the Jewish people and used them as an illustration to the rest of humankind. The Lord does have an agenda for the Jews that he revealed in four covenants to them: the Abrahamic covenant, Genesis chapter 12, the land covenant, Deuteronomy 30, the Davidic covenant found in 2 Samuel chapter 7, and the new covenant, Jeremiah 31, 31. These promises from God reveal the Jews will be a nation with a piece of land and a Messiah ruling from a temple in Jerusalem forever. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...